Injury wise, I didn't see our trainer, but I think P. Ryan had a, you know, we checked him for fibula. I don't think it's broken though. Matt Ioannidis came out to strain knee, and then Ty also, he went out early in the game with a knee issue. We'll get them all MRI tomorrow.
Jay, you guys had talked about how much 8-8 matters to you guys. What did you see? What went wrong today? And do you feel like they kind of came out with the urgency that you had hoped for?
I think there's some error. We just didn't make any plays offensively. Defensively, we gave up the big hit early, and then we turned the ball over, and then they scored again, make it 12-0. So, and then that was it for the Giant offense. After that, our defense played pretty well. We just could never score enough to catch up offensively. You know, we lost Samaje early, and then Ty, which hurt us a little bit. But for the most part, our first down, second down percentages of making plays was terrible, and then our third down conversions were as bad as they've ever been.
That wasn't the outing you were hoping for from Kirk, obviously, three interceptions. What did you see from his day?
Yeah, you know, well, it wasn't good. I mean, nobody on offense played good. I called the plays, and it was awful. So anytime you have a performance like this, it's just not good by anybody, unfortunately. So just got to move on. You know, it's just got to move on.
Jay, did you think Kirk tried to do too much, especially in the second half when you guys were just desperate to get a first down?
Yeah, I think sometimes that happens. You know, when things aren't going well, you try to force the issue sometimes a little bit, and he wanted to give that receivers an opportunity to make some plays, and unfortunately it didn't happen. So trying to force a big play sometimes makes matters worse, and that's something that happened today.
Hey, Coach, so obviously the offseason starts now. Do you think the franchise has to kind of figure out what's going on with Kirk Cousins and his future before you guys can move on as a franchise in the offseason process?
Yeah, without a doubt, we have to have stability at that position somehow, some way. Not everybody has it, you know. It's just the way it is in pro football nowadays. But if you got one, you like to keep one. But you will have to make that decision here pretty soon, or Kirk will also. So it's not totally up to us, you know. Kirk's got to buy in also. But we also have 18 or 19 other free agents that I really would like to take care of also. So at the end of the day, we have a lot of work to do, staff-wise, myself, player-wise.
One guy who will be back is Josh Doctson. What would you like to see from him making that leap year two to year three? What would you like him to work on?
Yeah, same thing. More consistent and more opportunities for him. And the more opportunities he gets, he's got to close the deal. You know, he had a couple ops today that, you know, maybe could have caught that slant ball. I don't know if the guy got his hands in there or not, but we got to win on some intermediate routes and not just say, okay, let's just throw it down the field and out jump a guy. You know, so we have to do better in all regards. And I think he will. I think this was a great experience for him, being his first year in the NFL, playing 16 games. Got a really good grasp of what it's like to be an NFL player. And I think next year moving forward with the skill set he has, I think he'll be special.